You remember what I preached on last week about the wise men? They were looking for Jesus. We're going to try to keep looking for him. Amen. We're going to find him. You're going to find him. Amen. He's wonderful. It's already been a great weekend. We had one saved at Frontline Addiction Program last night. Have one saved at the, and many of you may not know this, we have a ministry at the National Guard Armory. And we have one saved at the armory today. And amongst the soldiers. Thank God. Thank God for them that serve our country. And I'm glad that we can be a part in getting them saved. Are you at Matthew chapter number 1, please? Man, I'm excited about preaching today. Matthew chapter number 1. And once you go down to verse number 18, and we'll read this section of the Christmas story. I have one phrase that I'm going to magnify today. I'll read the verses, then I'll give you the phrase, and then lay a porch for myself and give you four or five great truths around this thought. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. I like that. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Man, I like that. Tell the liberals, it was of the Holy Ghost. Tell the liberals, the virgin birth still real. I don't get ahead of myself. I'm about to blow up anyhow. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. I want to magnify verse number 18 and the first phrase of verse number 18. This will be my title. I'll just give you a scriptural title. Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. Now, to understand where I'm coming from, I want you to do this. In my Bible, it's open to it, but you may have to flip back a page. I want you to flip back just a page and look at Malachi chapter number 4, the last phrase of Malachi chapter 4, so I can set you the scene of what is going on in Matthew chapter number 1. Here's how Malachi chapter number 4, the book of the Old Testament, ends. Here's how it ends. He said, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. If you study the Old Testament, everything in the Old Testament centered around God's chosen people, the Jews. Now we find, Chad, the Jews are dethroned. We find now the Jews are dominated. We find now that the Jews are divided, and a curse has been laid upon them. By the time of Malachi, God has spoke to his people, and now they were divorced from God. The redeemed people were now going to be living under a curse. God chose this nation. How many believe God chose Israel? Yes, sir. And now they had disgraced God. And they were living under a curse. You said, what is the curse? God had spoke to them through 12 minor prophets and 4 major prophets. And now God was doing this. God was not saying anything. I want to ask you a question. Try to live your life without hearing from God. The light was out. They were brought into paganism. Here's what, hey, you know what God was saying? I'm done talking. Been talking to you for thousands of years, but I'm done talking. I couldn't imagine. Oh, listen to me, backslidden Christian. I couldn't imagine living one day without hearing from God. Matthew comes on the scene. And by the way, friend, every Jew ought to know about Jesus, because there's 456 prophecies about him in the Old Testament. Amen. Yet there were unclaimed promises. They were unsatisfied longings. And there was unfulfilled ceremonies. It seemed like nothing was happening. Nothing was happening. And then Matthew, glory to God, I'm about to preach here. And then Matthew opens up and said, the birth of Jesus was on this wise.
Amen.
We're not flying under the radar anymore.
Right.
I've been silent for 400 years, but I'm not going to be silent anymore.
Amen.
Somebody help me here. I'm telling you, we're trying to make Christmas everything. We're so steeped up in materialism and we're drowning in our religion. But in Matthew, there's a meticulous record. God is going to tell us when he was born and how he was born and why he was born. And the birth of Jesus was God saying, silence is over. Here's what God was saying, extra, extra. Read all about it. The birth of Jesus was on this wise. I can't hardly stand it. I know what I'm going to be preaching on, and I'm just about to blow.
Amen.
Give you four or five things right here from the book. I'm not going to tell you what Joe Osteen's saying this week. Or one of those televangelists don't believe in hell. I'm going to tell you what Jesus is saying.
Amen.
I want to give you 4 or 5 things. Number one. The birth of Jesus on this wise. Number one, I see a majestic pedigree. Where did it come from? I know when you read Matthew 1 and you go right down through here and you see all these begets and all this genealogy, it probably throws you for a loop. But I want to tell you something. There's some important stuff in here. There's two main things I want you to notice is that they were looking for the son of Abraham and they were looking for the son of David. Somebody help me right here. I'm talking about a majestic pedigree. It starts out, it says the book of the generation of Jesus. Look here, the son of David, the son of Abraham. You said, why is them two things important? Well, David brings in the royal line. And Abraham brings in the racial line. Whew. You'll get that in a moment. I'm going somewhere. And then not only do we see the royal line of David and the racial line of Abraham, we see a redemptive touch.
Amen.
Whoa. If you read them genealogies today, go in there and you'll find two times that God chose the second son.
Yeah, you're right.
Can I run a rabbit right here because I'm getting ready to shout? God's not always looking for the top dog.
Right.
He's always looking for the underdog. I'll say it again. God's not always looking for the top dog. He's looking for the underdog. I want to tell you what God in this chapter chose Jacob the second. Amen. Let me tell you. Wait, Glory to God. See, his ways are not your ways. His thoughts are not your thoughts. You might say, Preacher Smith, I'm a mess today. I feel like everybody forgot me today. But I want to tell you, there's a God in heaven that's for you today. Whew. Well, let me go on. This is almost blasphemous to a Jew. But that's five women mentioned in this genealogy. And I'll tell you about four of them. There's a woman named Tamar, a woman named Bathsheba, a woman named Ruth, and a woman named Rahab. You said, what does that mean? Right in the middle of his genealogy was two adulterous women, a prostitute, and a woman that's living under a curse. I want to tell you what. Redemption, somebody help me here, is more than black and white and red and yellow. Redemption, ladies and gentlemen, is to the drug addict, to the prostitute, to the sinner, to the moral man without Jesus. I want to tell you, redemption this morning is for everybody. It's not a black and white issue. It's not an Indian issue. It is a getting saved issue. It's getting delivered from sin, getting delivered from your dope, from your marijuana, from your alcohol, from your steroids, from all your filth. I'm telling you, I got a God that'll deliver you this morning.
Amen. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Oh, I'm not done yet. Majestic pedigree. Can I give you another thing here?
Yeah.
Woo. And then a fourth thing under this is God retained a trail. He said, what do you mean trail? You know what the devil tried to do? And by the way, he tries to do this in your life. He'll try everything he can do to mess you up. He just wants to mess everything up. So here's what he done. He said, I'm going to mess up the line. Well, you know, by the way, he done a pretty good job. David sinned, messed up the line. Solomon sinned, messed up the line. Rehoboam sinned, who was a fool, messed up the line. God spoke to Judah and Benjamin, spoke to a king named Josiah, a good king. Then we got Jehoiakim, who built back the groves. And right here at this time, Jehoiachin, the last king before the curse. And then I want to give you something. Most of these people don't know this. God preserved his line. You need to read Luke. Because see, God don't trace her back through the line of Solomon. He said, and David through Nathan. You'll go study that out. You'll have you a Pentecostal spell. I want you to know something. The devil cannot mess the line up. The devil will not mess the line up. Because Jesus, number five under this side, will set orders right for throne. He's coming again. He died on the cross. He was buried. And on the third day arose. And he's going to his right for throne one day.
Amen.
Secondly, and the birth of Jesus, Lois, was on this wise. Not only great pedigree, but I see a miraculous phenomenon. Look at verse 18. Look at the last phrase of verse 18. Will y'all do me a favor? Look at the verse and read it with me. Will y'all do it? Ready? Last phrase. She was found with child of the... Well, that's the weakest reading I ever heard. One more time. She was found with child of the
Holy Ghost.
That's a miraculous phenomenon.
Amen.
Joseph was betrothed to her. By the way, it's the same as your marriage. Do you know to get out of a betrothal, you had to get in a divorce?
Yeah, you're right.
Can you imagine Joseph? His wife pregnant? Starting to wonder. And the angel of the Lord appeared.
Amen.
She's a child of the Holy Ghost. I want you to know something. If I got any liberals in this room, I'm going to blow you sideways right now. Virgin means virgin.
Yes, right. Amen.
This brother was in the Sunday school teaching you about all these other translations. You know what these other translations say? She was born of a good woman. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it had to be more than a good woman. She had to be a woman that never had sexual relationship. She'd never been with a man. I want you to, well, somebody help me preach right there. She was a virgin woman. Somebody, well, glory. Look what it said in verse 16. I like this. Somebody might want to even get up and shout on this. And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. That word whom there, in this particular passage, is translated different than anywhere else in the Bible. Did you know that, Tim? Oh, it is. In the Bible, the word whom is always speaking from the masculine sense, because we get our nature from our father. But in this passage, it's speaking from the feminine gender, of whom came Jesus. Amen. A Jew always looked back and was born of a father.
That's right.
Every boy and girl was born of a man. But this one wasn't. He was born of a woman and conceived by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Whoa. Oh, I got to give you this. I believe God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit was having a staff meeting before the foundation of the world.
Yes.
And God said, I love the world, but can't do nothing with them without blood. And the Son said, I'll go. I won't stop being God, but I'll start being man.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost said, well, if you loved him and he'll go, I'll place you in Mary. And then when everybody gets, and I'll convict all those people that need Christ, and I'll place you in them. Well, somebody help me right here. God the Father fought it. The Son of God bought it. The Holy Spirit wrought it. And January 31st, 1973, I caught it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ooh. Number three. I'm still cooking here. Number three in verse 20. I see a ministering proclamation. Look what it said. But while he thought this Jacob or Joseph, while he thought on these things, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not. What a proclamation. You know, Michael Spurlock got called to preach. How many's happy over that?
Amen.
You know why he wasn't called to preach? He didn't take it 3 years ago. Let's be honest, Michael. We ain't lying now. You were scared, wasn't you? You're scared of cat. Come on, let's just tell the truth. I did that myself. You run from it. But then this week, you talked to Chad, you talked to me. God came. Holy. God came up to you and said, fear not. Fear not. How many in this room, you've been through some dark times, some wicked times, some unpleasurable times, and God the Holy Ghost came to you and said, fear not. Fear not because of cancer. Fear not because of heart disease. Fear not because of where you came from. Fear not. Fear not because you're going to have a knee surgery. I'm with you. I'll be with you. Somebody help me. Y'all ain't shouting, I'm shouting my own preaching. You know what some of you are doing? You're living your life in fear. You're living your life with a cloud over you. And Jesus saying, fear not. The angel saying, fear not. You said, I'm walking through a valley. Oh, David said, though I walk through a valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Number four, I see a manifested prophecy in verse 22. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name what? Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Joseph, go ahead and marry her. Go ahead and marry her. Because a long time ago, God ordained the place, Bethlehem. God even said in Isaiah 7:14, he ordained a person, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And then God said in Isaiah 9:6, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Somebody help me here. Whew. I want you to know something. 456 times in the Old Testament, it said he is coming. And Matthew said, he's here. Oh, Lord, I'm so shook. Can I do that one more time just because it was so good? 456 times in the Old Testament, it said he was coming. And Matthew just simply says, and the birth of Jesus was on this wise. I want you to know they said he was coming. I want you to know he is here. He's still available to save. He's still available to secure. He's still available to take care of your needs. He is God in the flesh.
Amen.
I'm done with this last one. And I want you to look at verse 18, verse 23. Man, oh man, oh man. His matchless person. Y'all there? Look in verse 18. Said the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. Look at verse 23. And the virgin shall bring forth a child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name what? Let's look at this thing. Jesus. That word means Savior. Christ comes from Meshach, or Messiah. He is the Jewish Messiah, and he's our Messiah. And Emmanuel means God with us. Let me give you even more. He's the prophet, he's the priest, and he's the king. Can I give you a little more? This prophet, priest, and king was going to walk up Golgotha's hill and be wounded for your transgressions and bruised for your iniquities, and the chastisement of your peace will be on him, and with his stripes you can be healed. I want you to know that he's the answer to every problem You know what some of y'all's solution to your problem always is? I quit. I stop. I'm done playing. I can't play well with others. I'm glad he didn't quit. Well, glory, I'm getting so happy I can't understand it. I want you to know he'll cleanse every sin. Some of you this morning, you're unsaved. He'll cleanse every sin. And some of you are saved living a hypocritical, backslidden, wicked life behind scenes. And you think that the preacher don't know it and the deacons don't know it. And they don't. But I want you to look me in my eyeball. God knows every wicked thing you do. And you're spitting in the face of Jesus. If you've been saved. And you're living wicked. I'll tell you what some of you done. I'm just going to flat preach, okay? Some of you done bought into the frenzy. At work, because you don't want to fall into under pressure. Now you got signs in your job site. Happy holiday. You're even sending your little cards out. Happy holiday. You compromising thing, you. It ain't happy holiday. It's Merry Christmas. It's Merry Christmas because the birth of Jesus is on this wise. Yeah. Yeah, you're raising your children up. And now your Christmas card says Xmas because you don't want your friends to get upset at you. And when I say to anybody gets upset at me, you said that ain't ethical. That's kind of crude. Well, if they're going to act like an idiot, I'll just show them. Oh, there's somebody. Come on, I'm still preaching, ain't I?
Go ahead.
I'll tell you what kind of frenzy some of our church people are going to do. They're going to have their little family parties and their little business parties. And let me tell you something. They're going to get them some beer and some booze and some wine cooler, and they're going to get them some medical marijuana. You bunch of idiots. Don't get caught up in the frenzy. He's more than a glass of beer. He's more than a reefer. He's more than a pill. He is Jesus. He's the Lamb. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. Don't get caught up in the frenzy. Some of you, here's what it's about. How many gifts can I get Johnny? And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen when you give your Johnny your gifts. Here's what's going to happen, lady, man, you've done sold out to the frenzy. When he opened 14 of them, is that it? Is that all? Hey, knucklehead, I just went in debt $5,000 for you. And you're saying, that's all? That's not what it's about. Extra, extra, read all about it. Jesus has come. Jesus has come. It's all about him.
Amen.
Head bowed, eyes closed. No one looking around. Let me ask you a question. How many of you know you've met him? You know you're saved. Raise your hand high if you know it. If you don't raise them. Thank you. How many of you couldn't raise your hand? Say, Preacher Smith, I'm not a Christian, but I want to be before I die. I want to go to heaven. Won't you raise your hand? Just say, pray for me. I'm not saved, but I want to be. Yeah. Yeah. How many Christians? Come on, friends. You ain't been living right. It's Christmas time. Don't get caught up in the frenzy. You know that God's ashamed of how you're living. I don't know how you're living, but God knows. How can you keep living like that? How can you have your drink on Saturday night? How can you smoke your reefer during the week? How
can you abuse yourself and abuse society and get caught up in the friends? The devil's done lied to you and said, have fun. And I say the greatest excitement is Jesus. Wonder how many Christians in this room you've been caught up in the frenzy, but you want Jesus to help you this year. You want to get back where you once was with God. Slip up your hand, Christian. God bless you. God bless you. I'll see you back here. God bless you. Bless you. Bless you. I'll see you. You know, y'all, I just come and pray. Some of you need to drop your pride and say, I want him back. I've lost that joy. I lost that touch. I want him back. I want him back. I want him back. Fall out of this junk you're in and come to him tonight. Our Father, dear God, touch this altar call. We pray in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen.